Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Eddingham, and today we are speaking with the Perry High School Activities Director, Tina Luderman. And Tina, really appreciate you taking the time to join me today.
Yeah, happy to take the call. Thanks.
You are absolutely welcome, and we'll talk about something that's very special that's happening here on Friday. It's a court dedication ceremony this Friday, January 10th. Girls and boys varsity basketball games. Guys are taking on Grandview Christian, but more importantly, there will be a ceremony to give an award out to Dan Marburger. Obviously, this is just another way to honor him. So why don't you explain a little bit about what's going on?
Sure. The school board last spring, I believe, made a decree to name the court Dan Marburger Court. And so we've been putting together, we have a plaque that will be hung in the gymnasium, and we are going to dedicate the court between the boys and girls basketball games on Friday. We are also going to be sharing the celebration of Mr. Marburger winning the Pillar of Character Award from the Ray Center at Drake University. And Emily Brown she's the director of events for the Ray Center, will be in attendance to share that with the fans and family members and all of our guests that are here for the evening.
Well, that's really a great way, another great way, you know, to honor Dan. And, you know, I know he's obviously a huge part of the community, and it's been really cool to see just all the different dedications that he has gotten over the past year. And so, you know, so again, that is happening on Friday. So make sure you come to the basketball games to be a part of that. And Tina, obviously, since you're the activities director, you know, how special has it been to walk into the gymnasium and see the Dan Marburger court and to have the basketball teams be playing a part of it?
Dan was such a huge supporter of all things related to our high school, especially activities and athletics. He attended so many games. And I know, as a softball coach for 15 years, I remember him watching the majority of the games there. He just enjoyed watching the kids succeed and compete and learn and grow and all of the things that are involved with all of the activities. So it's so fitting that the court be renamed in his honor, just because that's one of the things he loved about high school, just the activities and letting kids find ways to contribute and participate and just find out who they are and learn all those lessons that come with participating in sports. And it's just a really great honor for him.
Again, we're speaking here with the Perry High School Activities Director, Tina Luderman. And Tina, now I know for a lot of the community, you know, we just passed the year mark of the tragedy that took place last year. And obviously, you know, took Dan's life, unfortunately, as well as, you know, sixth grader Amir Jolliffe. So, you know, with that, I know, you know, school is now back in session. How has kind of the aura been around it? You know, I feel like, you know, something you hear is, you know, people can rally around sports and activities. And so has there been anything in terms of that? And I know there's a lot of resources out there. The school board has been working really hard to get that done as well.
Yes, we've had some extra support in the building this week for anyone who's felt like they needed a little bit of just some extra time. And this, you know, staff and students have done a really great job of coming back to the school and reclaiming it as their own, being able to tell our own story and making it about what we've done since that tragedy happened.
Absolutely. And, you know, can you share maybe some exciting things that are maybe on your plate for 2025? Anything planned as you're still adjusting into your newer role?
We have our first home wrestling tournaments coming up in a week, so that'll be a really fun thing. And just learning more about all of the different activities and our new soccer. We hired a new soccer coach, and just seeing the kids just rally on board. And I feel like we have a renewed positivity and a lot of good culture coming from our sponsors and coaches, and the kids are buying into that. And we're building more of a group setting and a community that I find a lot of support for.
And, you know, real quick before I let you go, what can you say just about the staff members that you're working alongside? How have they really kind of helped you just become more comfortable as you, like I said, are in within your first year of being the activities director?
I'm loving this new position, working with the coaches in this capacity. It's great. And I love new ideas and I love positive energy. And we have some great coaches here that bring new ideas and are willing to share those. And collaboration is huge right now.
Again, we've been speaking here with the Perry High School Activities Director, Tina Luderman. And remember, there will be a court dedication ceremony coming up Friday, as this will once again honor Dan Marburger, the former longtime principal. Posthumously, he'll receive the Iowa Character Champion Award from Emily Brown, the Director of Events of the Robert D. and Billy Ray Center at Drake University. Presentation is set for about 7 p.m. between the girls and boys varsity games. Tina, thank you so much for the time, and we'll speak again soon.
Thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. Of course, that is part of our Let's Talk Dallas County program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.